It was 37 degrees, and a canopy of dense gray clouds hung low over Dealey Plaza. Still, most of the 5,000 invited guests showed up, some covering their dark suits with clear plastic ponchos. The threat of thunderstorms canceled a performance by members of the symphony and a commemorative flyover. But powerful words and voices marked the 50th anniversary of a tragedy with hope.
You turned our sorrow into a firm commitment to move forward.
Catholic Bishop Kevin Farrell offered a prayer as he stood beneath a 50-foot banner that bore the likeness of JFK. He thanked God for moving Dallas beyond the dark stain that gave it the title City of Hate.
You turned our grief into a resolve to refashion our city to a place where life flourishes and true love abounds.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings called the assassination a day when hope and hatred collided. He said this is an opportunity to remember a man who gave Dallas a gift that will not be squandered.
He and our city will forever be linked. In tragedy, yes, but out of that tragedy, an opportunity was granted to us. The chance to learn how to face the future when it's the darkest and the most uncertain. How to hold high the torch even when the flame flickers and threatens to go out.
Reverend Zan Holmes continued the theme of learning from the past with his prayer.
Send us forth to claim the brand new future that you continue to offer us beyond our tragedies and our triumphs.
Those who remembered where they were at the fateful moment and others not yet born listened as historian David McCullough read from some of President Kennedy's speeches. Video screens provided a close-up of the new 13-foot plaque at Dealey Plaza. It's emblazoned with words from the speech President Kennedy had planned to give on his final day. Mayor Rawlings says he hopes the JFK remembrance will help the world see Dallas in a new light.
Hopefully we've turned the page today and we can go forward here in Dallas now in the 21st century.
Go forward while never forgetting the optimism and deeds of a president who still inspires. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.